Blackstone Audio presents The Wages of Sin by Kate Welsh. This book is read by Mary Jane Wells. Chapter 1. The corpse on the table smelled rancid, and I pressed my handkerchief to my mouth. The scent of rose water mingled with embalming fluid as I tried not to gag. If I vomited, there would be no hope for me. I had been waiting for this for so long. I could not lose my nerve now. My specimen was a sorry spectacle, and doubtless had been so even before he died, with his scrofulous neck, broken veins, and legs that bore all the hallmarks of rickets. He was 35, but looked older, and it was a miracle he had survived this long. It seemed cruel that he was to suffer this further indignity, and crueler still that I was happy to benefit from it. The smell hadn't been pleasant when he had been rolled in from the cool air of the university mortuary, and in the stifling air of the cramped room that doubled as a lecture theatre, he stank to high heaven. His eyes were sewn shut, his eyeballs no doubt in a jar of formaldehyde somewhere in the building, awaiting dissection away from their former owner, and his head was poorly shaved, so that only androgynous patches of dark hair covered it. He was naked to the waist, with a sheet of dubious cleanliness covering his lower extremities for the sake of those of us who lacked his gentlemanly attributes. Professor Williamson looked flushed and hot, clearly resenting the room full of ladies in front of whom modesty forbade him from removing his tie and loosening his collar and allowing himself to cool down a little. I lacked even that option, encased in my whalebone corset, copious layers of underlinen turned damp with sweat. My hair heavy in its knot at the nape of my